This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
A police chase yesterday in Orchard Park. It ends with the arrest of 5 Buffalo teenagers taken into custody. This all happened early in the morning, around 7 a.m. yesterday in Orchard Park. Someone saw a vehicle in the neighborhood, didn't belong there. People getting out of the car, going up to sort of check other cars in the driveway. You know, maybe trying to steal them or who knows what. Anyhow, they scared off. The vehicle sped away. Then there was another resident. So they realized the car that they were all in was stolen from Amherst, turned up in Orchard Park. Car chase, stop sticks, and a few miles later, lost control on New Armor Duels Road. Tried to get out of the vehicle. Some did, some didn't. Hopping fences. Anyhow, at the end of the day, 5 teenagers taken into custody, and all 5 teens were taken to headquarters, released to their parents in accordance with New York state law. So situation started in Amherst, ended in Orchard Park, and hopefully it was just one vehicle stolen instead of a whole bunch. Pete Davidson is going to be a dad. This is nice. The comedian, former SNL star, expected to have a child with his model, actress, girlfriend, Elsie Hewitt. She's expected to give birth winter of 2025. She joked, "Well, now you know we were intimate." Davidson and Hewitt romantically linked in March, and they look nice together. They take a nice photo together.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he's had an interesting love life, Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
If you were to connect all the dots. ESPY Awards last night. Yeah, there were a lot of awards, but there were a lot of jokes. Shane Gillis hosting the event. Shohei Ohtani was honored Best Major League Baseball Player. Caitlin Clark for Best WNBA Player. And there was a joke that's gone viral, something about Caitlin Clark and Waffle House. SGA Best NBA Player. Best NFL team went to Philadelphia Eagles. Suni Lee, the best comeback player or athlete, I should say, for USA Gymnastics. And the best athlete for women's sports, Simone Biles for USA Gymnastics. Just some of
nice.
The big awards given out last night. Over in Belgium, the Tomorrowland Festival. And this, of the festivals in Europe, I think this is the biggest. They get maybe under 500,000 people. Big dance music festival. The main stage went up in flames, almost entirely destroyed by fire. The footage, again, just the billowing black smoke coming out from this stage. The show's festival's biggest gathering area consumed by flames. Separate videos show people on the side. Everyone's okay, but the main stage is completely destroyed. The festival had not yet started. The attendees were not on site. It was basically crew and setup staff. Although event staff was present, everyone's okay.
Did you see the footage from the fire?
Yes.
I mean, talk about the entire stage.
Yeah, billowing
smoke. A very elaborate stage, just all going up in flames.
It is, like, so for the EDM shows, this is the big one. This is Tomorrowland in Europe. Artists do specific songs just to debut and play only at Tomorrowland.
And but it makes me think of, if there was a group that might have had some kind of pyrotechnics, I'm glad this happened before there were people.
Yeah.
So why was it so flammable? Like, you would think that there would
be rules. There's a lot going
on.
They haven't determined if it was pyro or electrical or Lord knows what. But
the material that was built to create this whole big stage frame, mm-hmm. you would think shouldn't go up in flames the way it did.
It did.
You know? Yes, it did.
It is a spectacular fire, and luckily mm-hmm. everyone's okay. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:31.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.